Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Michelle Atlas, and I am super excited to have Michelle on the show today to talk with us about money and our relationship with money. It's such a hot topic. Now, I'm going to introduce Michelle in just a moment. I'm also excited to share with you a little statistic that I recently came upon, which I don't typically look at my stats for the show, but a person that I'm working with asked me to, you know, take a look at that and see how many people actually listen to the show. Oh my goodness. Almost 1 million people in the last 2 years have listened to the show in 50 countries on 6 continents. I am so honored and truly grateful for that. And you know what? You're one of them. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. And perhaps that's why you come and listen to the show each and every week. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. I want to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, The Holistic Entrepreneur can be found on many other internet radio directories and stations because they carry the show. So places like iHeartRadio and iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, and Google Play are some of the networks and directories where you're going to find The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, if you want an easy way to find those places, just go to my website at bonniegressel.com, and all of the icons are linked for you so that you can go directly there and listen in your favorite place. So now join me in welcoming our guest here today.
Michelle Atlas empowers creative, spirit-centered professional women to own their own worth and become who they really are in their business and in their lives so that they can create wealth on their own terms. With a huge transformational toolbox and an intuition honed throughout her lifetime, Michelle helps you discover the courage you didn't know you had and create the success you never thought possible in finances, purpose, well-being, and relationships. Michelle is an ICF credentialed coach, a Newfield certified coach, a certified resiliency facilitator, and a sacred money archetypes certified coach. Fueled by her own lifelong dedication to personal development and spirituality, she loves helping you become the creator of your own destiny. Welcome, Michelle. I am so excited to have you here.
Hi, Bonnie. I am too. I'm so happy to be here.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, but I'd like to know from you, you know, the importance of mindset and how you found that to be true based on your journey. You know, maybe how it affected your business, how it's helped you to reach your financial goals.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. It's been huge, actually. And it's a little bit of this, you know, kind of we don't know what's in the way until we start to, till we start to break through and it starts to dissolve. And then we go, oh my God, you know, so many new possibilities open up. So for me, what happened for me was that I had invested, I've worked with people my whole life facilitating, personal growth and development. And then when I transitioned into being an entrepreneur, I invested a lot of time and money up-leveling my coaching skills and became a really masterful coach. And I had a blind spot, and that was that I kind of forgot I also had to be a business person to be successful, you know. And so it was almost embarrassing when I realized, oh, my gosh, you know, I had these great skills. I was passionate, and I thought a business was just going to fall out of the sky, you know. And so I had to invest in some great business coaching then and mentoring, and really the big shift for me was owning and claiming that I am a coach and an entrepreneur, being able to really even say those words, I have my own business, and really be claiming that, and identifying just as much with being an entrepreneur as being a coach and a personal development specialist was a big deal for me. There are many additional pieces to that journey as well, in terms of diving into my own subconscious and looking at the kind of conditioning that I had that was in the way of my money mindset. And I'll just say that the most crucial, powerful breakthrough that I had when I did the deeper, subconscious type work was that I realized that I was still handling money in reaction to some conditioning that I received from my mother very early in life, and that one of the biggest breakthroughs that really changed everything for me was sort of a profound level of self-acceptance and self-forgiveness, and forgiveness for that conditioning that occurred, through a lot of work I did on myself around my relationship to money. And through that, I came into alignment with my own worth and my own sense of enoughness and sufficiency in who I am and myself. And then my money habits began to instantly actually transform for the better.
Oh, that's such a good point. And I think so many people struggle with that, the whole worthiness piece. And, there's that saying that people will value you as much as you value yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so it has to start there. How did you get there? Mm-hmm. How did you transform, from being in that place with maybe some limiting beliefs from your earlier childhood days, to becoming who you are today?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I had to recognize that I was, what happened was that I had my own story was that my mother was a real hostage to her conditioning, and she was someone who was very self-denying and kind of denying to everybody else as well. So I was brought up feeling like it wasn't okay to want anything, actually.
Oh.
And right. And so I had a lot of confusion around what it was, around what was appropriate in terms of spending habits and, desire and all of that stuff. And, I was told it was selfish to want things. But I was very visual and artistic, and so I loved beautiful things. And there was a lot of conflict there. So what happened was when she passed and I was in my, early, 30s, she wasn't there to slap my hand, and so I began to spend freely to fill this void where I felt unnurtured. And so I went from no debt to accruing a bunch of credit card debt pretty quickly. And I was very confused, because every time I would spend in the way that I had been denied, I felt this incredible feeling of feeling loved and nurtured and all the things that I didn't get, early on. And so it felt good. And so it was hard to understand how to stop that process that did begin to feel very out of balance when it also felt good. And I thought that I was, becoming free of my conditioning by doing the opposite of how I'd been taught. And instead, when I did all this, deep dive work with myself, what I realized was that I was still very much living in reaction to her and still very much a hostage to those messages, because I was just, doing the opposite. I was not, what I learned was that I needed to connect with a level of fulfillment and self-nurturance and self-worth that was independent of whether or not I was spending or not spending, that was completely independent of that whole piece, for me. And so once I had that realization, it was very powerful. And that is where I did have that real break, the deep level of self-forgiveness for having overspent and accruing that debt. And it was almost like the next day, or even maybe that same day, that I was, in a retail environment, and I felt this deep level of alignment occur internally. And what started to happen was like a miracle for me, and really felt very blessed by it, was that if I wanted something that was out of alignment with what I really, the resources that I had, I felt like that this sense of nurturance that I had previously gotten through buying it welled up from within me by not buying, by staying in this place of fulfillment and enoughness and alignment with, you know, balance inside. And I began to sort of actually do the mantra whenever I wanted something that I knew I couldn't afford, I would just say, I'm enough. Mm. And it completely dissipated that impulse to overspend. And I felt like I would immediately feel filled with self-connection. So this was really a huge change for me, and has continued to this day, you know, over a period of years.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That's so telling of what can happen to people when we think we're not enough, you know, and it can represent, you know, spending more money and feeling good about that, or some sort of form of addiction, or whatever.
Right.
But coming to that alignment with, you know, you talk about aligning your money mindset with your spiritual values. How does that play out in your journey and maybe the clients that you work with?
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent question. That's a whopper. That's a good one. So, because I work with a lot of spirit-centered, conscious, creative women, and, you know, we tend to attract people that are sort of like ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so here's what I see. I see that where a lot of, you know, it's where I struggled and that I feel like I've moved through, that I see a lot of my clients struggling. First thing I'll say is that what I've really learned is that the whole money issue for spirit-centered female entrepreneurs truly is a self-worth issue, a self-worth journey. And the self-worth journey can be masked by many different things. And so when we talk about aligning our spiritual values with our money mindset, what happens for spirit-centered people is that there are a number of very common blocking beliefs that are masked with very good intentions. For example, many of the people that I cross paths with have held the belief, consciously or unconsciously, that since their gifts come so naturally to them, that they shouldn't charge too much for them. Or another one, common one, is, if I'm really providing a service and I'm really, you know, a heart-centered, spirit-centered service provider, it's not nice to ask for a lot of money. And even if I'm changing lives. A third one is where people assume that if they have the right mind, right manifestation mindset, and that, you know, wealth and opportunity would just sort of come to them. It'll just happen. And so they focus on affirmations and on the internal piece, but they're not taking courageous actions that stretch them out of their comfort zone. So they're not manifesting, you know, ultimately, because the rubber hits the road when we act. And so the other piece, too, is living in a box of what we call, you know, shoulds, where this is where a person is, again, still caught in their conditioning, and they're not navigating their relationship with money according to their true money gifts, and not really honoring their true money challenges, and maybe farming them out to other people so that they can play to their gifts and strengths and build a business, a successful business. The first step in aligning the spiritual values with the money mindset is addressing the transforming these limiting beliefs, and really marrying, bridging the self-worth and those core beautiful spiritual values that drive the passion for their work and drive this incredible intuition and creativity that a lot of spirit-centered people bring to their client relationships, marrying that, bridging that with the money mindset so that they are not disparate, so that, you know, the passion for providing this incredible service and making great money doing it and changing lives all become one part of one. you know, one experience, one energetic space.
Oh, yes. And you know how it seems as though how you have ensured that you're not going to install, you know, fall into those pitfalls of, you know, overspending or whatever, is you stop and you are aware and you believe that you are enough just the way you are, that whole unconditional love piece.
It's a self- Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Is that something that you work with your clients as well?
Oh, big time. Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. I find that it's a huge piece. Very often people come to me and they have goals or an idea of what's where they're struggling or what's missing, it tends to be manifesting in some sort of external problem or challenge. And I'm going to say, 90% of the time there is some kind of self-respect or self-care or self-worth issue that's really needing that's just begging for attention first, and that we, so very often I end up suggesting that we redirect our efforts to begin with to that. Excuse me, and then having an allergy moment here, and then once that starts to once a woman comes into alignment with her worth and starts to put her self-care routine and her self-nurturance, recipe to work for herself as a priority, so many other pieces of life and business start to fall into place in a very empowered and less effortful way.
Oh, and that is so true. And that's why, mindset, which is all of those things, including beliefs and, your relationship with money and your relationship with yourself and how much you love yourself, all of those pieces are some of the mindset things that I think many new entrepreneurs, especially, you're so busy doing everything, learning how to do this, that, and the other thing, that sometimes I think many of us miss that piece. And without that, like you just said, nothing else really works.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Again, I've been there. I've been through all of this. And it is a lifelong journey. I'm always peeling back new layers to my own onion as well. And I think that that really fuels my passion and my effectiveness with my clients because I'm immersed. I'm walking the same path. I've been dedicated to it for a long time. What you just mentioned is very significant, because you can be spinning your wheels if you're a new female entrepreneur, with all this doing and confusion about what should happen first, second, third, et cetera, trying to do too much yourself, not having proper support, and really be missing huge chunks of what's happening inside. We always need to look at the drivers. What are the drivers and triggers? That are driving and triggering the kinds of decisions that we're making. We make a decision about money almost every day, directly or indirectly, and we make those decisions based on certain beliefs and, again, drivers or filters. And most of us, until we pause and do some work around really excavating what those are so that we can come into a place of empowered choice, we are living in some habitual automatic behaviors that may be sabotaging our best intentions.
Something you said makes me think about how often it is, and I know I did this too, that we do too much ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do I, hire somebody to do this? Do I delegate this or do I hire a coach or whatever? Because that all costs money. And I don't know if I'm at the point where I can be spending money on that. That means I have to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that, Michelle?
Yeah. Another excellent question. We learn the hard way, most of us, right? So I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that every time I've hired a coach, I've hired, someone very skilled who I didn't think I could afford. And I've done it anyway because I knew that I just felt on some very deep core level that this was the way that I was going to accelerate my business. Every single time that is indeed what has happened is that it catapulted me into a completely new paradigm and increased my income exponentially each and every time. But again, every time I was hesitant because I had, you know, decided that this was something I probably couldn't afford right now type of thing. So what I would say is that, and the 1 year that I didn't hire a coach at all, I tried that also. You know, it's like, we learned the hard way. 1 year I thought I could do it all myself because I had learned so much from the coach I had the previous year. And that wasn't true either, because that was the 1 year that, although I, you know, I did all right, but, that was the year that I, you know, energetically hit the wall and just felt incredibly exhausted and sort of frustrated and really burned out and actually even, you know, wondered if I could do this. And this is, you know, my soul work. And so that was kind of a disaster to end up in that space. Mm-hmm. And it was that year that I said, I will never be without a coach again, whatever it takes. I will never be, and I will never work with a coach who is not working with a coach, who is not being coached. Yeah. That's the other piece. Yeah. Right. And, so we have to make decisions to get the support we need that are out of our comfort zone. Because if we make decisions within the comfort zone that we have, and so what I'm saying is a little bit, might sound a little contradictory to what I've said a couple minutes ago, is that sometimes we do end up getting into debt when we hire, a really great coach or invest in our business in a way that really stretches it and us. But the idea is that you're most likely going to get that money back manyfold, and that is what has happened to me.
Yeah, and I've heard that scenario over and over mm-hmm. and over again from many people. So, mm-hmm. you know, I know that, you know, we've been talking a lot about money on today's show, and I know that you have an awesome gift to share with all of our participants. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, I'm really excited about this. I just put this together, and this is going to be a short audio training called Your Money Flow Breakthrough. And what I've put together for you is, this will be something that in the audio it will guide you through all this, but it comes with an action guide, and the action guide is what I'm so excited about because I've included the Sacred Money Archetypes quiz in it. So you're going to be able to take this quiz and flesh out your money profile, your money personality, so to speak. And then I've included a brief interpretation of each of the money types, and so you'll be able to get some, you know, instant gratification regarding the type that you are. And I've also included, some self-inquiry practices that will take that information that you get deeper, and an opportunity if you're interested in talking with me as well, so personally as well, for free. So it's just, believe me, this particular gift, it was really important to me to give a gift that has a real high content value and, you know, not just, you know, kind of fluff, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to experience that this gift will shine a spotlight on a piece of your money story that you may not have been connected to before. And so I'm excited about that for you.
Oh, that is such a generous gift, and I'm looking forward to signing up for it myself because I think it's awesome. And you know, money is such a huge thing. It's energy, and you know, everything is energy. But many people that I know at least struggle mm-hmm. with the flow of money and all of that in our relationship with money. And so, taking a look at your money archetype, I think is something that not a lot of people have done. So that's an awesome gift. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. My pleasure, yeah.
You know, we've talked about so many great things today and how important, you know, the whole, you know, relationship with money is and your limiting beliefs and valuing yourself and the worthiness piece and all of that stuff. If you'd like our listeners to go away with just one thing, they could only remember one more thing today, what do you think that golden nugget, that piece of advice, suggestion, or maybe it's an action step that they can do right now mm-hmm. to get that breakthrough in their lives?
Sure. I would say, you know, take a real good look at at least one area that you end up, that you find yourself thinking about doing, something that you find yourself thinking about doing a lot, but that you find yourself repeatedly holding back on. And I'm going to suggest that most likely there is some fear of visibility in, there is a, some wisdom to really be mined from that in terms of some fear of greater visibility tucked in there. And I would just challenge you to take whatever you feel is a doable stretch, so a step that's a stretch but that feels doable to you in that direction. And I really believe that the rewards can be almost instantaneous when we step out a little bit. So look at where is that for you? Where have you been holding back?
Oh, I like that. I like that, Michelle, because, you know, people, I think many people have a hard time being big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of hide in behind the curtain, and it's like, no, it's okay, you know. But really, we need to step into our power,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're here for.
Yes, that's right. And really, you know, I recently heard someone else say this, and in terms of this marrying your spiritual values with your money mindset, you know, that the amount of money that we make is a byproduct of how many lives we're touching. And mm-hmm. so I hope that might be helpful to you in terms of, you know, the more we step out, the bigger, so to speak, or more visible, I should say, that we let ourselves be, the more likely we're going to be a real catalyst for transformation for more people. And, you know, it's what goes around comes around. So it's all good.
Right. Well, and you know, we've been talking a lot about spiritual values and our, you know, our purpose, and many people who are participating in this summit in terms of the listeners are on that path. And so I think it's really important that people like you, Michelle, say, you know, step into your power.
Yeah.
You know, be visible.
Yeah.
Don't be hiding behind the curtain.
There's tremendous abundance in being visible, not just in terms of money, but when we talk about true prosperity, we're talking about meaning, richness, and money, you know, fulfillment, true fulfillment. And so, when you step up, you know, you're really inviting a level of, fulfillment and fullness in as well. And I would just, and that's what fuels, you know, the whole cycle of giving and receiving.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, we've talked about so many awesome things today. I want to thank you again, Michelle.
Thank you for joining us for another great show at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Until next time, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.